This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 68 degrees in Carbondale, 66 in Mount Vernon, and 66 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Look for a sunny sky today, a high around 93 degrees. Winds will be southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Governor Pat Quinn has signed into law a $2.7 billion package of measures that slash Medicaid, the state's program of health care for the poor. But as Brian Mackey reports, critics say the effects of the cuts could be disastrous.
Thousands of senior citizens are losing access to prescription drugs through the Illinois CARES RX program. Adults will have to go without dental checkups, and 25,000 working parents will lose health coverage at the end of the month. Cigarette smokers will also be paying a dollar more per pack in taxes. Governor Quinn says the program was facing such huge deficits, drastic cuts were the only option.
We had to make some tough decisions that are necessary to protect our state from having a collapse of its entire Medicaid system.
But critics say cutting routine health services could drive people to use the emergency room or forego health care altogether. William McNary is with Citizen Action Illinois.
People would not get less sick because we make these cuts. As a matter of fact, in many cases, it's going to drive up health care costs over time because some of the people who would seek preventive care will now seek after-the-fact care.
The Medicaid savings and increased cigarette tax revenues were central to passing this year's state budget. Quinn says he'll take action on that by the end of the month. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Tams Supermax prison could get some international attention. Juan Mendez is a torture investigator for the United Nations. He says he's still deciding if the UN should investigate the Tams Supermax prison to determine if it violates the international definition of torture. The anti-TAMS group TAMS Year 10 requested the investigation. Mendez has said before that solitary confinement for more than 15 days could be considered torture.
I'm on the record interested in solitary confinement issues, and we are examining the request that we got.
Mendez has publicly stated that solitary confinement in excess of 15 days could be defined as torture. Some prisoners in TAMS have been there since the facility opened in 1998. Prisoners in TAMS are in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day with 1 hour for exercise. John Mackey, the director of the prison reform group, the John Howard Association, says some people think the UN should leave the U.S. alone and investigate more severe instances of torture across the world. But he says the U.S. is a leader in human rights, and that means Illinois should be as well. Unemployment continued to drop slowly across Illinois in May, partly due to job growth in manufacturing. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reported Thursday that unemployment fell to 8.6% in May. It was the ninth straight monthly decrease and down a tenth of a percentage point from April. The federal government reported earlier this month that the national May unemployment rate was 8.2%, up slightly from April's 8.1%. Department spokesman Greg Rivara says it's a good sign for Illinois.
The unemployment rate falling for nine consecutive months gives us encouragement that this recovery is continuing. This recovery has been very uneven, been punctuated by movements up and down, but the long-term trends show that the economy is improving.
Illinois manufacturers added 4,800 jobs in May. The sector has been one of the strengths in this state's economy. But the professional and business services sector shed 5,600 jobs. That sector includes temporary workers and several who work in manufacturing as well. The riverfront community of Grafton is set to get an unexpected boost soon, and it's all thanks to Asian Carp, a joint venture between American Heartland Fish in Grafton, Falcon Protein, based in Alabama, and a Chinese investment group announced plans for a $5.4 million carp processing plant yesterday. Grafton Mayor Tom Thompson says the new plant will provide a welcome influx of good-paying jobs.
For Grafton, it's going to mean employment. 35 jobs plus fishing jobs. Then you think of transportation. How do you get carp from Grafton to China. There will be a lot of offshoots.
The plant has already lined up a three-year deal to supply a Chinese customer with a total of 35 million pounds of processed carp. State experts say the plant could help control populations of silver and bighead carp. Those have crowded out more popular fish along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. Looks like we're going to see a sunny sky today, a high around 93 degrees. Winds will be southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's 68 degrees at 710.